Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, our political consultant and analyst, and that's John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, it's early in the morning, but here we are.
That's right. And your thoughts about what are the takeaways from last night?
Well, first of all, Trump not there, did that hurt him? Also, how many people actually watched the debate? Quite a few did the first one. And who will drop out? Seven candidates on the stage, there's too many. And I think the issues that were discussed the most were the economy, borders, crime, and China. And I think those how I look at it. And I thought Governor Haley, in my opinion, did the best of the seven.
You know, that she's been, and of course, the only woman on the stage, and I've heard that from a couple people. Do you think any possibility, do you think if Haley made it to beat Trump, which I know you talked about was tough out of the primary, do you think she could take on Joe Biden?
Well, it'll be difficult because she came from South Carolina. The Republicans are going to win South Carolina regardless. Somebody is going to have to be on that stage that will take a state that people would ordinarily not think a Republican would win.
And I noticed they were all fighting for time last night. Any predictions about who you think the next person will be to drop out?
I think the guy from South Dakota, he hardly spoke yesterday. But I would like to leave you with something that people might not even know. They talk about the presidential election in 2024, that there's a big issue that not many people are talking about. In 2024, there were 33 U.S. Senate seats up for election. 23 of them are Democrats.
And any? Do you think how many of those seats might be up for a turnover? Any predictions
there? The 10 Republicans' seats are pretty solid Republican. So now you got what will happen in New Jersey, what will happen in Pennsylvania with Casey. In other words, the Republicans might have a shot at taking over the Senate.
Going to be very interesting, and of course, we're going to check with you and see how this holds out. Oh, one more quick thing. You think Chris Christie may run for Senate in New Jersey?
I think he sounded more like a senator than a presidential candidate. That's my opinion, but that's what he sounds like. And there hasn't been a Republican senator from New Jersey since 1972.
Okay, we'll leave you with that thought. We'll see how that plays out as well. Again, our political analyst, John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us today.